Thank you very much, Todd. We have much more coming up on the pregame show. In fact, when we come back, we'll get you updated with all the scores, and we'll even have time for our Panther Spotlight interview. You won't want to miss that. Much more coming up on the halftime show as we are just about to go to commercial break. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Ohio Dominican University graduate Ronald Todd talks about his first college experience.
In 1985, I was on a full scholarship. I was the typical kid that played football, and that's all I thought about. And I flunked out of school in 1988, and I was missing something. There's a thing we call style versus substance. I wanted substance.
For Ronald, substance meant earning his degree.
I would hear people talk about going back to school. Even I was saying you should finish school, and I felt like something was missing. I didn't want anybody to look at my resume. I got tired of saying I attended. I wanted to graduate from a college. ODU gave me opportunity to go back to school to graduate.
However, returning to school meant finding a degree program designed for working adults. The answer? ODU's LEAD program.
The program fit me. The atmosphere is cultivated for learning. It's cultivating to make you a better person. And that's why I chose the LEAD program, ODU.
Ronald achieved his success. Now it's your turn. Find out how at odudegrees.com.
We are now at halftime. Things looking pretty good for the Ohio Dominican Panthers as they lead Georgetown by a score of 14-7 at halftime at Toyota Stadium. Throughout this season, on the halftime show, we'll be talking with individuals associated with Ohio Dominican Athletics as part of our Panthers Spotlight interview this week. Todd Bell sat down with ODU men's and women's golf coach Chris Dybell.
Thanks, Charlie. As we sit down here at halftime, we are visiting now with the head men's and women's golf coach at Ohio Dominican University, Chris Dybell, whose golf team on Tuesday of this past week was victorious in their own invitational that they hosted, the Ohio Dominican University Kickoff Classic. Kyle Burgess, also a member of the team, was a medalist as he shot a 146, won in a one-hole playoff. And, Coach, you're going to host your own event. You certainly want to win it, and you can't expect to start a year any better than you did on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a great start. We played fairly well. Kyle did a great job. He had been close a few times in the past, and I think he had a couple runner-ups last year, and it was great to see him play two real solid rounds and close the deal in the playoff. He actually almost chipped in on that playoff hole and just slipped it out, but came home with a couple of trophies, so it was a great start.
Football trophies as well?
Right. The tournament was called the Kickoff Classic, and trying to stick with the football theme, we had a couple of the autographed footballs for trophies. So I've got a couple of footballs in my office right now. It looks more like a football office.
Well, congratulations on the opening event, and really you're just building off the momentum that the team had a year ago, qualifying for the national tournament, becoming, along with tennis last year, becoming the first ODU programs to qualify for a national tournament at the Division II level, and what a great finish to last year, and again, building off that momentum.
Yeah, we qualified for the Super Regional, which was based on a full year of competition, and we had four seniors in the lineup at the Super Regional, but we had a lot of younger guys play throughout the year that helped us to reach that point. And Kyle was one of those. Connor O'Hay was one of those. Tyler Smith was one of those. And those three guys, kind of led us yesterday. We've got a really young men's team this year, and so we're relying on the veterans we've had and those guys who they didn't make the Super Regional last year, but they really helped us to get to that point, and that just continued yesterday. Real happy for all three of those guys and the entire team.
give the listeners, Coach, a little bit of a breakdown, because you are the coach of the men's and the women's team, on really kind of how the breakdown goes, the competition seasons. And we talk about it all the time, but refresh our listeners' memory.
Well, the NCAA tournament for both teams, men's and women's, is held in the spring. So you play a fall schedule and a spring schedule. Every event that you play factors into who gets selected to go to the postseason. The men's GLIAC Conference Championship, which is an automatic qualifier for the Super Regional event, is in the fall. So some schools in the conference will play their in-season schedule in the fall. Others wait till the spring. We do both our men and women's teams in the spring, just because we like those extra practice days when we're playing regional competitions and some of the bigger events. So everything that we play in, it all comes back at the end of the year, which is in the spring, to kind of determine if we advance or if we wrap up early.
I do want to give you an opportunity to talk about the women's side of things as well, but on the academic side, I know last year your men's team did very well from the academic side, as many of the teams here at Ojai Dominican are doing.
Right. We earned a team academic award from the Golf Coaches Association. It was the eighth year in a row that we've earned that award. We had Kevin Hartoyne was an academic All-American, which was a great job by him. He was one of, I think, may have only had one other GLIAC player that earned that award twice during their career, and Kevin was one of them, so that was great. On the women's side, they also did equally as well academically. The way the awards are presented for women's golf is a little bit different, so we didn't get the award, but their GPA was exactly the same as the men, and they did a great job as well.
Over the course of all of the sports here, the recruiting has changed for you since we've gone to Division II. Now, really kind of at the point where it's year four, you've really kind of gotten into the swing of things, and obviously able to obtain some better players, better talent, which is showing now on the golf course as well.
Sure. With our men, we've got six freshmen this year, so I've got to do a little bit of babysitting every once in a while, but they're all real nice guys and are good players, and I'm looking forward to the next 4 years with them. On our women's side, kind of a funny fact, and I don't know if this goes more to my recruiting or my coaching, but we've had six straight years where our player of the year was a freshman. So that means either we're recruiting some good freshmen to come in, or I'm screwing them up once they're here. I'll put it more on the recruiting, I guess. But we've got three freshman women this year to join a team that only had one player graduate, and I'm expecting great things out of them as well.
Before we wrap up as well, I know you're excited to have your new graduate assistant with you this year as well, Erin Thorne, who comes to us from north of the border, and she's really added a different mix to this group this year.
Erin's been great. She's a Canadian PGA member. She's had a lot of coaching and teaching experience and has come in and is all business, and the players really respect her, her thoughts on golf. She's doing a great job with the administrative side, and has just been so helpful so far. And obviously our success on Tuesday was in a large part due to her efforts as well.
The Celsius Fahrenheit, there's no difference in the scoring for golf when it goes north of the border, is there?
I don't think so. They may play with meters instead of yards, but I know she told me the other day for recruiting, she wanted to know if the form had kilometers on it, because that's what her car is, but we'll work through that.
I know she's the warmer weather has been a little different for her this month of the year as well.
Yeah, exactly. I know she's probably going to be wearing shorts all winter, and that's okay.
Well, congratulations on the kickoff classic win on Tuesday, and best of luck here throughout the 2013-2014 season.
Thanks, Todd.
Head women's and men's golf coach Chris Dabble with us here at halftime. Still more to come as we head back to the studios and Charlie Dennis.
Thank you very much, Todd. Much more coming up on the Panther halftime show. We'll get you updated with all of the scores around the GLIAC. Things looking pretty good for the Panthers right now as they lead Georgetown 14-7 at the half. back after this.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Ohio Dominican University is proud of the military veterans and those now serving in the Reserves and National Guard who are Ohio Dominican students. We support our veterans through the Patriots Program and financial aid resources, which include a 25% tuition discount to all military veterans, including those on active duty, the Reserve, and the National Guard. Discounts also apply to their spouses in our Working Professional Bachelor's and Master's Degree Program.
We are back here on the Panthers Halftime Show. Ohio Dominican doing good things against Georgetown. They lead the Tigers 14-7 at the half at Toyota Stadium. Let's now get you updated with other scores around the GLIAC. We first start with the Findlay Oilers. They lead Urbana right now 19-14, 36 seconds to go in the second quarter. It has been a close game involving the Walsh Cavaliers so far. Right now, Walsh trailing Edinburgh 21-14, 1:39 to go in the second quarter of that game. Things not looking so good for Wayne State. They trail Carson Newman 41-14, 1:33 to go in the second quarter in that affair. And right now, Lake Erie is in a tight affair with Gannon. They lead Gannon 14-13, 7:53 to go in the second quarter of that game. Those are just some games of the GLIAC that have gotten underway on Thursday night. The rest of the teams from the GLIAC will be starting their seasons on Saturday. It will be Northwood, Michigan hosting Slippery Rock starting at noon. At 1 o'clock, Malone will open up its 2013 campaign as they go on the road to take on Notre Dame of Ohio. Tiffin will also be on the road as well. They start their season against McKendree. 2:30 is the start time for that game. Ferris State will be on the road against North Dakota State. They will be getting that game underway at 5 p.m. At 6:05, Ashland, the team that was voted to win the South Division of the GLIAC, according to the coaches' preseason poll, they'll be heading to the Circle City of Indianapolis to begin their season against Indianapolis. 6:05 will be kickoff for that game. California of Pennsylvania will come in and face Hillsdale, who will open up their season starting at 7 p.m. And Grand Valley State, they'll be opening up their season on Saturday night as well as they welcome in Azusa Pacific. Let's now take a quick look at MAC teams from the state of Ohio. Miami of Ohio will be on the road to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. That game starting at noon Eastern time. It'll be a battle of Ohio MAC teams also on that day as Kent State welcomes in the Falcons of Bowling Green. At 3:30, Toledo, like it was against Florida last week, will be on the road against the Missouri Tigers. Akron will welcome in the James Madison Bulldogs starting at 6 p.m. and the Ohio Bobcats will welcome in North Texas starting at 7 p.m. in Athens, Ohio. And finally, a quick look at what the top 25 action will look like within Division I college football. The Ohio State Buckeyes ranked number 3 in the latest AP poll. They will be hosting San Diego State at the Shoe. Number 2, Oregon will make the cross-country trip to take on the Cavaliers of Virginia. Number 4, Clemson hosts South Carolina State in Death Valley. Number 5, Stanford will get its season underway, beginning with San Jose State. Georgia will look to try to get off of that loss from Clemson as they host the number 6 South Carolina Gamecocks. Number 7 Texas A&M will take on Sam Houston State. Louisville will host Eastern Kentucky. Number 9 LSU against UAB. Florida will go on the road to take on Miami of Florida. Oklahoma State, number 13 in the AP poll, will go on the road to take on UTSA. Notre Dame and Michigan, a great rivalry game. They will be hooking up at the Big House up in Ann Arbor in that game. Texas goes on the road against BYU. Oklahoma will host West Virginia. Northwestern will take on the Syracuse Orange. Number 21, Wisconsin, will host Tennessee Tech. Nebraska will take on Southern Miss. Baylor will host Buffalo. The Golden Bears number 23 in the AP poll. Number 24, TCU will take on Southeastern Louisiana. And number 25, USC will host the Washington State Cougars. Speaking of scores, the Ohio-Dominican Panthers leading the Georgetown Tigers 14-7 at the half at Toyota Stadium. We will be back with more here on the Panthers Halftime Show. You're listening to Ohio-Dominican Panthers football here on AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, is changing lives and bringing people closer to Christ.
Hi, I am Mike, and what St. Gabriel has done for me is that it has allowed me to learn more about my faith. It's such a blessing to me and such a blessing to people that I have told about St. Gabriel. The different shows and venues that you have on this radio station has just really blessed me and my family.
Join the AM 820 effort to continue touching hearts and changing lives. We need just one listener today to respond to the call and become a new sustaining member. Be that one person that steps forward. Become a sustaining member. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
For me, college was a chance to experience freedom and finally get out on my own. I was so excited that first day on campus, but quickly found myself faced with temptation. That's when I found St. Paul's Outreach. SPO showed me true freedom through Christ's love and called me on to share that love with other students on my campus. You can find that freedom too. SPO is at Ohio State, Ohio Dominican, and now West Virginia University. Find out more at spoweb.org. See you on campus.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, fills the airwaves in Central Ohio around the clock. Plus, almost anywhere in Ohio during daylight hours. Whether you're in Centerville or Zanesville, Middletown, Springfield, or Urbana, commuters can listen to AM 820. Tune in to the quality Catholic teaching that inspires thousands of souls throughout Ohio. That's AM 820.
The Panthers Halftime Show. I'm Charlie Danis. Ohio Dominican leading Georgetown 14-7 at the half at Toyota Stadium. It's been a good start to the season so far for Ohio Dominican. We talked about during the pregame show how this is expected to be a pretty big year for the Panthers as they look to try to make it to the Division II playoffs for the first time in program history. Let's now send it back out to Toyota Stadium. Todd Bell and Matt Natale have been providing you with all the action. Gentlemen, good evening, and it looks like the Panthers are looking good so far as they went into the half with a lead.
Yeah, Charlie, you're right, but when you look at it, you got to feel a little bit disappointed because it probably should be more. When you've got first and goal, and especially after a break, when it looked like they were going to fumble and lose possession of the ball, and you end up with a second and goal from inside the five and end up coming up with no points, you look at the scoreboard, and at the very least, it should read 21-7. And, you know, Coach Conley, I think he commented on giving the respect of this program for Georgetown, but you take away a couple of plays, and ODU could have busted this thing open in the first half.
Yeah, and I'd like to think, Todd, I would like to attribute that to maybe some first-game missteps. It's the first time they've seen action and full speed. It's the first time they're hitting other players that aren't wearing black and gold. And, they're still knocking off some of that rust. They're still getting used to the game speed. And, and you could see the difference between the first quarter and the second quarter. I mean, it was night and day. The defense was on the field a lot, and they in the second quarter with the hurry-up offense that really put Georgetown back on its heels and gave the defense some rest, and the defense stepped up. We talked a lot about it in the second quarter with that young defensive line, but I think they stepped up. They started getting pressure on the quarterback, and the quarterback, after a fiery start, just kind of cooled off a little bit, and I think that's what they're going to have to keep doing in the second half.
Some of the numbers at halftime, Panthers with total offense advantage, 193-180, running four fewer plays individually. Mark Miller, 13 of 17 passing for 155. Des Stewart had four catches. Two of them were acrobatic, including a 42-yarder. He's got 74 yards receiving. Abe Johnson, four catches, but for only 12 yards. Nate Weeks, a couple of catches for four, and Ronald McLeod had one catch for 30. Brandon Schoen, eight rushes for 17 yards. He had a long of seven, but he had a 50-yard-plus carry on the first play from scrimmage called back due to a penalty. Mark Nichols, five carries for 16 yards. For Georgetown and their 180 yards, Neil Ponsat, 12 of 20 passing, but remember, he was 8 of 11, so he only finished 3 out of 9 in the down the stretch for 131 yards. You've got Morrell with four catches for 49, Chan Chan with three for 44, and running the ball, you've got Zach Sauter right now, 12 carries for 34 yards. They're leading ground gainer. A couple of areas of concern. One was penalties. Only three for Ohio Dominican, but they seemed at critical times. Of course, again, that very first one that called back the big one. But how about the time of possession? 27-26 to 17-34. So they've had the football. They've managed to keep the defense off the field, especially in the second quarter. They just got to execute a little bit better on offense.
Yeah, and I think another number that's kind of a red flag is the rushing totals. Only have 38 yards rushing, and that was something that we were really looking forward to coming into the season. After that freshman season that Brandon Schoen had, Mark Nichols has looked pretty good so far, but I think they're really going to need to balance it out a little bit more here in the second half and get that ground game going.
All right, Panthers had the ball to start the game. They will kick off to start half number two. Wally sends it into the air, and it'll be taken at the goal line. And coming to the near side, 15, 20, a little bit of room, and out to the 30-yard line, and that is Sauter on the return. So a nice return for Zach Sauter, the junior running back, who was very active, not only on offense, but on special teams in the first half of play. So here comes Georgetown in the all-black and the orange headgear. They'll have it moving right to left here in half number two at their own 31-yard line. 14-7, Panthers have the lead. And to make my partner happy, Neil Ponsat, with the help of the head referee, just got that right shoulder pad jersey adjusted. So now the white shoulder pad not showing, and now you're less distracted.
Did they just notice
that? They just noticed it. Here's Ponsat to throw on first down. Quick little out. Patton Odd's got the catch over here by the near sideline. Billy Aiken on the coverage that time. And that's kind of what got him going in the first quarter of play, Matt, was those short little passes, whether they were the outs or over the middle. The short stuff got him going.
Yeah, those high percentage passes got him 8 of 11 early on. And, you know, he took advantage of the defense being on the field for a long time, and it worked out for him. But, you know, as we talked about here coming into the second half, the defense kind of settled in and disrupted his rhythm a little bit.
Gain of 7 on the play. Morrell in motion, and the handoff to Sauter, stood up by Shields, but broke that tackle and will be a yard shy of the first down. Warren Shields with 14 first half tackles, 10 of them on the solo end of things, Matt. That was a big first half for a guy who we had for a moment was concerned may not return after an injury.
14 tackles after having to sit out a couple plays there, and he's one of the guys I talked about in the first half. I'm really excited about seeing this season there in that linebacking core with a couple of his schoolmates there with Clegg and Tansky. A lot of talent there coming back in the middle on defense.
Sauter on third and less than a yard gets stood up and driven backwards. Great play up front. Luke Carruthers on that defensive line, able to come surging forward. Nico Tanksley was in there as well on the stop, but a third and short, they lose a yard and a half.
Tanksley came in there and hit that gap so hard that it popped his headgear right off, and we got to see a little bit of that yellow mohawk he's sporting this year. He's got the school spirit going with the hairdo, and nice three and out here by the defense coming out on the second half.
And the punt coming up here by Jared Combs. Panthers are coming after it. Combs gets it away and a beauty, backing up Justin Bell to his own 21, and he falls down, making the catch right at the 21-yard line. So the Panther offense will come out onto the field for the first time in the second half of play. And the offense, directed by Mark Miller. We saw Brandon Schoen and Mark Nichols splitting time there in the backfield. Let's see if they can get things going here offensively in this third quarter of play. Leading 14-7. And they will have it to our left at the 23-yard line. Nate Weeks, the H-back, gets further instructions from Mark Miller. And now the junior out of Cincinnati Elder. He'll take the shotgun snap out of a pistol formation. He'll bring Weeks in motion. And And he takes the snap and hands to Brandon Schoen. Sweeps to the right side. 20, 25, tripped up and down at the 26-yard line. Gain of 3 for Brandon Schoen.
Kind of looked like that. Sorry, Todd. It kind of looked like the first play of the game that we saw. They ran that little sweep type of running play out to the right that they broke for a long gain. It worked the first time, despite the hold. And, you know, that's one thing that I just talked about coming in the second half. I really think they need to get this running game going to balance it out a little bit.
Second down and 6 here for ODU at the 26-yard line. And we've got movement here, and this is going to go against the Panthers. Looks like on the left side of the line, somebody came up out of their stance. Might have been Jared Howard.
Flag on the play.
But it looked like one of the Tigers moved, and I think Howard came up out of his stance, and then they blew the play dead. So let's see. The officials are huddling. They may call this against Georgetown for having the first infraction, and they are. Howard pointing the other way. He's the first to point out that it's going against Georgetown.
Right.
And that it was the movement by the defense that drew the Panther lineman to move. And again, Coach Bill Cronin getting the explanation. Wasn't happy with the one earlier in the game when the Panthers appeared to have fumbled out of the end of the end zone and recovered by Georgetown. Ended up giving the ball back to the Panthers, but ODU did not score on that possession anyway. Second and 8 after the 5-yard penalty. And Miller, a fake pump left. Now we'll throw left seam, and Stewart's got the catch. Did he hang on? Stays on. Oh, they blow him dead at the 45-yard line. Des Stewart with another great catch this time. He got drilled by Devin Daniel at the quarterback position, but Des Stewart having a great opening night.
Yeah, someone's going to have to send game tape to ESPN here and get some SportsCenter top 10 plays going. He said those 3 catches have just been incredible.
Back to the high-tempo offense here for ODU. First down from their own 45-yard line out of the pistol formation. Miller takes the snap, throws out here near side to Abe Johnson. 45 to the sideline, 50 to the Georgetown 44-yard line. Gain of 11 and a first down for ODU. Boy, a great block thrown out there by Ronald McLeod to spring that free for Abe Johnson.
Yeah, and I like those two receivers out there on the near side with McLeod and Johnson. They both are pretty big, and they're both really quick, and they both can block well. And we saw them use that play a lot last year for a lot of yards.
First down and 10, Panthers at the 44. First ever meeting between the Tigers and the Panthers. ODU opening up its 10th season of football here tonight. Here is Nate Weeks coming in motion to the near side. And Miller takes the snap, gives to Brandon Schoen. Into the middle, puts his head down, bounces off of one, but will go no further as he'll pick up a yard. Panthers are 6-3 in season openers. And opening up for the first time on the road since 2008. Panthers that season, still an NAIA member, opened up at Marion College in Indianapolis and won 70-7. And it was about 790 degrees that day.
First Thursday night game ever, too, Todd.
That's right.
And we got 2 of them this year.
Yes, we do. October 17th against Finley. That'll be a home game. Second down and 10 from the 44. And Miller rolls to his left, throws to Nate Weeks, who makes the catch. Forward to the 40, to the 35, and stumbles down to the 33-yard line. Solid gain for Nate Weeks. Andy Mick, the high receiving tight end a year ago for ODU, is gone. Nate Weeks is not Andy Mick, but that was a nice little play. Is they're going to get Weeks a little bit more involved in the passing game this year.
Yeah, Weeks is a big tight end. I think a little bigger than Andy Mick, and he's got some speed to him.
And as the Panthers were coming to the line and snapped the ball, penalty marker came down. I don't know that procedure here against the Panthers. So Nate Weeks made the catch to give him a first down. And now a 5-yard penalty will back things up.
First down, 15.
First time the Panthers have played a game in the state of Kentucky since that 2008 year. As I believe it was week 3, played Campbellsville, and I had an interesting press box experience that night. Great food. Flames got a little out of control, though. First and 15, here's Miller. They set up a bubble screen. This is caught, and down immediately is Casey Williams. They're going to lose 2 more yards. Well defended that time by Georgetown.
Yeah, it looks like Georgetown at halftime caught on to a little bit of that hurry-up offense. They've been out here game planning against that so far, and it's kind of disrupting that strategy a little bit. And now second and quite some yardage here to go to get a first down.
From the 39-yard line, it'll be Second down and 17 now. Panthers leading 14-7. 4.5 gone in the third quarter as Miller looks to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the left sideline. Des Stewart into the air. Got another one at the 5-yard line. Unbelievable. 34 yards to Des Stewart. Up into the air. Makes the catch.
Des Stewart is having the game of his life tonight. Another jump ball in the air over the defender. A well-placed ball by Mark Miller. A lot of credit to him. But Des Stewart going up and getting another one.
First and goal from the 6-yard line. Miller gives Brandon Schoen up into the hole. Spun around at the 5 and down right there. Got a hold of his leg and spun him around. Looks like Grant Keller may have gotten him. And it'll bring up second down and goal from the 5. This is an area in the first half. Panthers struggled a little bit. And a little bit alarming for an offense, Matt, that a year ago averaged 245 yards a game on the ground. They have struggled so far on the ground here tonight.
Yeah, only 38 yards in the first half, and it seemed like every time they got down to the goal line last year, they just handed to Schoen and punched it in the end zone, and they've had some trouble with that tonight.
Second and goal from the 5, and it's Schoen sweeping to the left, tries to bounce outside, cuts back, and loses more yards back to the 10. They'll lose 5 on the play, and that defensive line for Georgetown is up to the test here tonight.
Yeah, it's a veteran, talented defensive line, and they're just giving us nothing on the ground. Absolutely nothing. And, you know, we've tried Mark Nichols back there. We've tried Brandon Schoen so far. And, you know, maybe it's all coming back to our young defensive line up front there that, you know, can't really get the holes open quite yet and don't have that game experience. And they're just trying to get their feet under them tonight.
Third and goal from the 10 here for ODU. Johnson and McLeod right, Stewart to the left. Schoen right behind Mark Miller out of the pistol. And Miller looking left has to come back to his right and will just throw it away into the back corner of the end zone. Play got busted right away at the line of scrimmage, and Miller, a smart play by just chucking it out of bounds and at least preserving a 3-point try here for Brent Wally.
Yeah, it shows a little bit more maturity on Mark Miller's part there for the redshirt sophomore. It's last year, he made a couple questionable decisions. He had 11 interceptions last year. And, you know, Mark Miller of last year might have actually tried to force that, but throws it away and decides to go for the 3 points.
27-yard try from Brent Wally on the left hash mark. Snyder puts it down. Wally puts it up, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 8:41 to play in the third quarter. Panthers extend their lead 17-7 over Georgetown College on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Hello, this is Charlie Danis back in the studio. A couple of scores to pass along to you. Finley leads Urbana at halftime by a score of 19-14. Carson Newman all over Wayne State, 42-14 as they begin play in the third quarter. And Edinburgh leads Walsh 21-14. They're just about to start the third quarter in that game as well. Let's now head back out to Toyota Stadium. Things looking pretty good for the Panthers as of late.
Lead it now 17-7, Charlie, after an 11-play, 4-minute and 50-second drive, 67 yards, and then the 27-yard field goal try and good by Brent Wally, who a year ago was 10 out of 13, makes his first of the year tonight. The Panthers now lead by 10, and Wally will send the ball into the air. A little shorter kick this time that'll be fielded at the 5-yard line again by Souter. Trying to come to the near side, hit, but bounces off a tackle and then is dropped at the 17-yard line. Looks like Jalen Guevara was down there on special teams for ODU. He made a good hit but didn't ramp up. And lucky that Souter ended up being tapped down shortly thereafter. And so Georgetown trailing by 10, trying to defend a 14-game home win streak. And we'll have it back at their own 18-yard line.
Yeah, and, you know, Georgetown, you can tell during pregame warm-ups and sort of how they've carried themselves out here. They got a lot of pride. They got a chip on their shoulder with that record, that winning streak that they've got going. And, you know, it would be a big upset here if the Panthers can come in here and take that away from them tonight.
And, again, the Georgetown Tigers preseason poll as Possett will look to throw here on first down. They roll him out to the right. Now Shields pressures. Pressure from behind now will throw downfield, and it's underthrown and incomplete at the 45-yard line. McCurdy and Bell back in the coverage, and Sidney Omame was hot on the heels of Neil Possett. But to finish the thought, Georgetown, a preseason number 6 NAIA, and playing up a level here tonight, of course, as they are an NAIA team playing a Division II opponent. And I think we've got some cramping issues here for one of the Panthers down at the 25-yard line with 8:25 to play here in the third quarter. I mean, there's no question. This is not like, well, Georgetown had a good year last year, and then they get the high ranking this year because of last year. No, this has been a solid program for a long time in all of their sports. And, again, when you've won 82% of your games over the last 17 years, you know you're walking into a little bit of a hornet's nest. And thus far, the Panthers, as you've mentioned, have dusted off some rust a little bit, and right now with a 10-point lead.
Yeah, I mean, you can just tell walking into this stadium tonight. It's a beautiful stadium, second-year turf that we talked about in the first half. And doesn't appear to be an empty seat over here on this home side tonight. Mm-hmm. A lot of orange and black, and, you know, all of the whole town of Georgetown is out tonight supporting the Tigers. And you can really feel the spirit here and the pride that they have in their local community and in the program.
About 20 miles north of Lexington, Kentucky. Second down and 10. Dominic Clegg ended up jogging off the field under his own power for the Panthers. And Possett, quick throw near side, and that's going to be incomplete. Sidney Omame almost got his paw on it. Billy Akins and Bell were over there with the coverage, and it'll be third down and 10 now for Georgetown.
Yeah, I think Omame is going to be one of those guys to keep an eye on this year on the defensive line. He's somebody that saw a little bit of time last year, had some glimpses and some mop-up duty, and 6'4", 255-pound sophomore from Westerville North. He's pretty much the oldest guy on the line there along with DeAndre Harrison, and, you know, he's going to have to step up and be a leader this year, and so far tonight he's looked pretty good at doing that.
All right, third down and 10. Panthers might be coming here. Possett out of the shotgun. Panthers drop off. The snap rolls back. Possett picks it up. Omame can't bring him down. Now Possett looks to run, and he's dropped at the 18-yard line. Austin Osborne got over there, but it ended up being DeAndre Harrison who made the tackle on the play. Well, if you're Neil Possett and you're scrambling back for a fumble back at your own 5, and Sidney Omame is in your grill, you got to do something with a football bat.
And DeAndre Harrison, that's 6'4", 260 and 6'4", 255 coming at you quick.
And the Panthers now will have Justin Bell back at his own 46. Panthers have 10 at the line of scrimmage. They might be coming after Jared Combs here. And the punt is away. A wobbler that Justin Bell will fair catch at his own 46-yard line. 7:36 to play here in quarter number 3. Change of possession. Panthers lead 17-7. Next Saturday, Panther Field, home opener for ODU. Gliac crossover game against the Chargers of Hillsdale. No Joe Glendening this year.
That's good news.
No Anthony Mifsud, their quarterback this year.
Even better news.
And we'll see the Hillsdale Chargers, who took it to the Panthers last year up at Hillsdale in a much-anticipated rematch from an upset a year ago, or 2 years prior. And, well, they took it to ODU, and we'll see what happens next Saturday at Panther Field. Miller with two in the backfield for the first time tonight, hands to Mark Nichols, and he falls down at the line of scrimmage. And he was helped to the ground there, but, boy, he ran right into a pile, and there was nowhere to go.
You know, it looks like on a couple plays tonight, Todd, that some of these running backs have holes on the edges, and they're just not hitting them. I don't know if they're not seeing them or what, but it, maybe, you know, that's just something that they're trying to force because they can't get a running game going or what. But, you know, this is a little concerning if they can't get it going at all tonight.
Second down and 11 from the 45-yard line. Miller takes a low snap, play fake to Nichols, steps up, makes a strong throw, and it's batted into the air and incomplete. Morton, who's got an interception tonight, made the defensive play on the pass intended for Ronald McLeod, and it'll bring up third down and 11. Chad Morton played well on that cornerback position. He's locked up on Ronald McLeod tonight.
Yeah, he's an athletic player out there, and McLeod, we've seen at his speed, and Morton is out there matching him step for step. He's got good ball awareness. He's got some good hops out there, too. He got a nice little jump on that ball and swatted it away out of bounds.
ODU needs the Georgetown 44. Two receivers left, one to the right. Miller out of the pistol with Nichols behind him. Shot clock. Play clock down to five as Miller will step up, throw a deep ball for McLeod down the right side, incomplete. That one out of bounds. And good coverage by Brandon Terman that time on Ronald McLeod. And the Panthers a three and out. We'll give it back with 6:49 to play in the third.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, the Panthers here aren't letting up on the gas at all a little bit. They've settled for a field goal in the last series and couldn't get anything going on the running game on this series, so we went to the air and well covered. And, you know, we only got a small lead here in the third quarter, and, you know, can't let off the gas here because before you know it, we could be behind again. Georgetown here on their home field in the season opener.
Snyder, two first-half punts for an average of 29. Two Tigers are back to receive, and Snyder, an end-over-end kick that'll be fielded in immediately. Dwayne Clemens comes down and makes the hit of Souter. Wow. Another fine special teams play by Clemens. And it'll be Georgetown football after a change of possession back at their own 23-yard line with 6:41 to play in the third quarter here from Toyota Stadium in Georgetown. Tigers will break their huddle. Two receivers coming to the near side, including Allen Williams. They'll have two to the right. Single back is Souter. Morrell will go in motion to the far sideline, and Neil Postat will look to throw on first down. Steps up, rolls right, throws short and caught by Ragland, and then immediately hit by Daquan Harris over there at the 25-yard line. Short 2-yard gain. Good closing speed by Daquan on the defensive effort.
Yeah, nice open field tackle. Dropped a shoulder, got down low, and stopped what could have been a bigger gain than it actually was.
Gain of two on the pass to senior Greg Ragland. Had three catches a year ago, couple tonight. Second down and eight. Stay with the same formation, although this time Souter will line up to the right of Neil Postat. Junior quarterback here for the Tigers, who threw for 3,000 yards last year. Ducks in and out of the pocket, now throws down the middle, and the pass is going to be incomplete. McCurdy was there on the coverage of the pass intended for Morrell, and it'll be third down on the play.
There's that pressure that we were talking about, and I think that's what they finally figured out after the first quarter, Todd, is that, you know, they couldn't give Postat enough time in the pocket. He was, as we talked about, I believe, 8 of 11 early on, and once they start giving him a little bit of pressure, it was and a little bit of under duress, it was harder for him to complete those passes. And when they are pressured like that, receivers have to go downfield, and as we saw, he only hit those high percentage passes, so it's kind of really gotten him out of his rhythm here.
Third down and eight now for the Tigers. Sam Postat takes the shotgun snap, a little bit of time, and throws it, intercepted. Cody Colbertson got it at the 40-yard line. A wall of blockers to the near side, 25-20, down the sideline. Four more white shirts out there, and Cody scores. 40-yard interception return for Cody Colbertson, junior out of Bishop Reedy, who's just had two tough years with injuries, and you can't feel any better for a guy than Cody Colbertson on that interception return.
And he's got to take out the rest of his secondary and his linebackers out to dinner tomorrow night, Todd, because he had some tremendous blocks downfield on that interception. It was like a wall.
Justin Bell came out of nowhere, was leading the way.
Yeah, I think you or I could have scored on that play running behind that wall.
It's like it carried away here. 5:42 to play in the third quarter, and Wally's extra point is up, and it is good officially. They'll call it a 38-yard interception return, and it puts the Panthers on top with a timeout on the field. Ohio Dominican 24, Georgetown 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the studios. Charlie Daniels with you here. More score updates. Finley leads Urbana 19-14. 12:01 to go in the third quarter in that game. Meanwhile, Carson Newman put in a whooping on Wayne State. They lead the Spartans 48-14 with 11:16 to go in the third quarter. And Edenboro leads Walsh 27-14, 11:12 left in the third quarter. Let's now send it back out to Toyota Stadium. Todd, the Panthers are rolling right now.
They are, and the interception returned by Cody Culbertson, the first by a Panther since September of 2007 when Joe Slaybaugh returned interception 52 yards for a score. So a rarity here for ODU as the defense gets their first points of the season for the Panthers. And with 5:42 to go, it's 24-7 now in favor of Ohio Dominican. Wally, again, another high, shorter kick. That'll be fielded on the far side again. Coming back to the near side, Bobby Chan-Chan. Cuts back, nice move. Uh-oh, he's out in the open field. 30, out to the 40. Got a good block straight down the middle now. And it's a fun race, and Chan-Chan falls down at the 30-yard line. I think he was running out of steam. Great return by Chan-Chan, who made a move out by the 25-yard line, leaving Panthers in the dust.
I think Brett Wiley is thanking that turf monster, too, because he was the last man to beat, and he looked a little confused out there.
So a big return helping the momentum right now for Georgetown as they have been outscored 24-0 since the first quarter and trail 24-7, but they've got it now in Panther territory at the 29-yard line with 5:29 to play in the third quarter. Fossat will work in under center. He will turn and hand, and this is the backup, DeMonte Smith, on the carry. Smith was in there for a play or two and half. Number one, he had only 12 carries a year ago. And you wonder right now, as they kind of went to more of a bunch formation, now they're bringing in a tight end on this play, and they had Fossat in under center. I mean, the Panthers' defensive line teeing off right now.
Right.
They've kind of almost said, well, we've got to run a little bit here this third quarter. Pickup of almost four on the play for DeMonte Smith. They go two in the backfield here. Bring a man in motion. Fossat will play fake. He'll step up, throwing for the corner of the end zone for Crockett. He's got it, and a touchdown, Georgetown. Just like that, Logan Crockett holds in a 26-yard strike from Fossat, and the Tigers back into the end zone.
That's exactly what Georgetown needed coming off of that interception for a touchdown. I mean, it just felt a huge momentum shift, even though, you know, they're behind. So they got the home team behind, or the home crowd behind them. And, you know, they got that great return on the kickoff, and they scored quickly. And it's exactly what the doctor ordered for the Tigers.
And Josh Depp out to try the point after here. A little bit of a high snap, but put down by Evans. And the kick is up, and it is good. 4:48 to play in quarter number three. And Georgetown not going down quietly as they've once again made it a 10-point game, 24-14. Ohio Dominican. Sodexo Education, the official dining and facilities partner of Ohio Dominican University, is a proud sponsor of the Black and Gold Club and Panther Athletics. Sodexo is the leading provider of food and facilities management services in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, serving 10 million customers in 6,000 locations every day. Sodexo Education and the Panthers, a winning team. Well, Chan-Chan's kick return, able to spark a quick score, two plays for the Tigers, and just like that, it's 24-14 as they scrimmaged from the 29-yard line. And now the Panther offense will get it back and try and regain some of the momentum lost right there, but still lead 24-14. Georgetown certainly hoping to come out of this game at the very least healthy, because they've got a rematch with Bethel, who is in Tennessee, as they beat them handily in the regular season a year ago, then lost to them in that heartbreaker 45-44 in the playoffs here, and now just like that in week two, they're right back at each other in the Mid-South Conference playing each other.
I know, it's probably difficult for that coaching staff to not get their players to be looking ahead to week two. A little revenge game.
Depp has it teed up. And a line drive kick will be taken by Abe Johnson at the 7-yard line. 20, going left, 25, 30, flips through 35, spins around, makes his way to the 40 where he's bounced by a couple of orange hats and down right there. That's a pretty good return by Abe Johnson. Well, the low liner that time from Josh Depp. Good field position here for ODU as they will take over first down and 10 with 4:39 to play in the third quarter. Todd Bell, Matt Natale with you here at Toyota Field in Georgetown. Charlie Davis back at our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios. And the Panthers will have it here going left to right for the possession with Ronald McLeod coming to the near side at wide receiver. Des Stewart to the left has had a big night tonight. And Mark Miller on first down will give to Mark Nichols. Straight up the middle over the 40. And finally, he'll be whistled down at roughly the 43-yard line.
Tackle by number
Des Stewart tonight, six catches for 129 yards. His first catch of the night was a key one, an acrobatic catch on a third down play that led to the Panthers' first point. He had a 42-yard catch that we're still not sure how he got to the football, and he's had a couple where he's been taking some hard licks. He'll line up at a slot to the near side with McLeod. Weeks H-back left on second down and 7 weeks comes in motion to the right now. And Miller, play action pass, rolling to the near side. Mark looking downfield to a wide open Des Stewart. 45, 40, down the right sideline to the 25. Gets a block downfield by Butler to the 10, to the 5. He high steps in and dives in for a Panther touchdown. 58-yard pass to a wide open Des Stewart. And how about Jared Butler back up tight end getting downfield to throw a key block.
Stewart was definitely able to shake that defense. I don't know if it was a little bit of miscommunication in the secondary or not, but he was about as wide open as he could get. And a nice block downfield. I was kind of worried that they might call a hold there, but he was able to shed it pretty nicely and didn't get the hold. Nice dive into the end zone by Des Stewart. Definitely the player of the game tonight so far, Todd.
So the Panthers answer and strike quickly. And Brent Wally will try the point after here for ODU as it is down and it is good. So the Panthers now jump in front 31-14 with still 3:49 to play here in the third quarter. And Matt now 187 receiving yards on 7 catches by Des Stewart. The school record is now his. Josh Smart had 185 in a game. And now Des Stewart has established a new school record for receiving yards in a game by a Panther on just a two-play, 60-yard drive in less than a minute.
I'd say that's a good way to start the season.
My goodness. And Mark Miller now up to 289 yards passing in the game.
Boy, after about 5, 6, 7 minutes into the first quarter, I would have never seen some of those numbers going our way. But, you know, it's like we said earlier in the first half, they just kind of had to settle in a little bit. You know, they were probably pretty amped up from the three-hour bus ride down here from Columbus and real anxious to get out there and start hitting some people that weren't wearing the black and gold and putting all that off-season hard work into practice here on the football field and get the season underway. And, you know, it certainly has shown so far. And you know, here in the second quarter and the second half, and Des Stewart is definitely the reason why.
So Mark Miller, 11 yards away from his first 300-yard passing game, as they will punch one up into the air. That'll bounce onto the turf and be fielded, and then immediately ducking and getting out of the way was the return man. Over at the 19-yard line, he might have actually taken some of the brunt of the Panthers that came flying in.
Our friend Austin Osborne down there, Johnny on the spot. I think he really likes being on special teams because I think he really likes to run as fast as he can and just hits people.
Remember the reduced travel roster on the road of 57 players, and so a lot of starters, backups, key players, and special teams. And Austin Osborne helping out down the field. 31-14, 3:46 to play in the third quarter. And it'll be Georgetown right to left from their own 20. And Possatt will look to throw with time over the middle. And that's going to be complete to Allen Williams. Good catch at the 34-yard line. Daquan Harris was draped all over Williams to make the first down catch.
Yeah, Harris had his back to us. It kind of looked like he was going to get a hand on the ball there. And nice defense. It was just Possatt was able to thread the needle there on the pass and get the first down for the Tigers.
first down from the 35. And they'll run a little draw here, and Souter gets hit a couple of times, bounces off the Panthers, moves forward to the 50, and out of bounds. That'll be a gain of 16. And I'll tell you what, you like Zach Souter a lot. He is a gamer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a little guy out there, too, 5'9", 195 pounds. He's kind of hard to see if you're running behind a big offensive line like that, and he's just a very quick and tricky back out there.
3:10 left, third quarter. Williams will come over here to the near side at wide receiver. Morrell is in a slot, and they've got a receiver, Crockett, to the right. And looking to throw here is going to be passed at. Throws downfield and incomplete. Looking for Allen Williams on the play, and the sophomore on the ball sail right over his head. And it'll bring up second down and 10. Listening to Automatican Panther football on WVSG AM 820 in Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale with you in Georgetown. A Kentucky treasure.
According to the water tower, right next to the university.
Which we couldn't tell was either being painted or had a leak. Charlie Danis back at the studios. Panthers lead 31-14 with 2:56 to play here in our third quarter. Four wide receiver look this time. Man comes in motion. Posset looks one way, dumps it back the other way. Caught by Smith, and Devontae Smith is going to be stacked up behind the line of scrimmage. Well, the Panthers' defensive line has certainly been able to get to the quarterback tonight, and long delay type plays like that are probably not going to serve them very well.
No, and you got to thank Sidney Omame and DeAndre Harrison on the edges there tonight, being able to pick that up and being able to motivate the inside, the interior defensive line, some of the youngsters there. I mean, it looks like a completely different defensive line than what we saw in the first few minutes of the game, and I give them a lot of credit for really disrupting that passing game for Georgetown tonight.
Third down and 11 now. Posset will bring a man in motion to the near side. And he'll now look to the right, fake pumps once, down the right sideline for Chan Chan, and he's got it inbounds at the 20-yard line. Got behind Billy Aiken. He bought a bit on the fake pump, and Bobby Chan Chan, a freshman, we didn't even know he was going to play tonight, has had an instrumental part in this game.
Yeah, they got their leading receiver out tonight, Brandon Burdett. They get some opportunities for some younger guys to step in and make some plays. And Chan Chan, not a very big guy, but he's very effective out there, and they're certainly not afraid to use him, as we've seen so far tonight.
5'11", 175, freshman. First down and 10. Football just outside the 20-yard line. Tigers trailing 31-14 on the move. Souter will get the handoff, moves left, cuts back up the middle down to the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 6 on the play for Zach Souter. A little bit of extracurriculars is Warren Shields and a couple of the Tigers. And that is Logan Crockett. Talking about how the first couple of weeks of school have gone. And it'll bring up second down at about 4. Panthers have been in school since August 19th. They've been just dying to get out onto the field and play somebody other than themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Hand off Morrell. He'll cut up the middle of the field and swarmed under by the pile. He'll gain a yard. Third down at about 3 as we close in on the last 60 seconds of this third quarter.
Scrimmage last Saturday out at Panther Field. Had a nice crowd out there to see the Panthers showcase sort of what they're getting ready to do this season. And you could just tell by the looks on some of the players' faces, they were having fun, but they were ready to hit somebody different.
Third down and short now coming up. 43 seconds to play third quarter. Williams and Morrell over here to the near side. Chan Chan to the right. Souter the single back on third down and 3. And Posset, quick throw, and we're going to have a penalty here. As it looked like Logan Crockett and Billy Aikens got tangled up. The pass was, looked like there was some serious miscommunication there. Coach Conley's going to come running in from all the way on the other end of the field to say that pass was not catchable. How can you guys make that call? He's right about that.
Right.
I don't think it's going to change the call, though.
Probably the first of many times we'll see Coach Conley tonight running out onto the field about 4 or 5 yards with the headset off.
End up calling holding here against Billy Aikens. That'll give the Tigers a new set of downs. It'll be first down and goal. Well, Crockett was running a slant. Posset thought he was going to run a little pump and go, and he threw it to the back of the end zone. It was nowhere close, but they call the holding on Aiken, and it'll be first down and goal now, Georgetown at the 7-yard line. Trying to challenge once again, trailing by 17. Bossat with a T in the backfield will bring a man in motion, and they will hand it off. And they've got it strung out near side. Make one hit, cutting back to five and down at the 1-yard line. And is that 10? That is Anthony Sandoval on the carry. I couldn't tell if that was a 10 or an 18. On the big orange numbers on the black jerseys, they called him out of bounds. It'll be second and goal from the 2.
Got some nice blocks on that run. Brad McCurdy and Daquan Harris going to get in on it.
Right back to the line goes Georgetown on second and goal. 20 seconds to play in the third. Souter fumbled the football. It's on the turf. Nico Tanksley dove after it. Did the Panthers come up with it? They say they did. It would be a costly turnover for Georgetown as they unpile. And ODU has the football. And it looks like Paul Wesselhoff ended up falling on the football. And ODU will take over at the 5-yard line. Boy, Souter has played so well. And it looked like it just came right out of his hands as he went to make a cut.
Yeah, and that's the second, I believe that's the second one Wesselhoff has had tonight. He had another takeaway in the first half.
That is 2. Get the official confirmation to our right. And the Panthers will have it. Dodge a bullet. Now both teams have had miscues around the goal line. Panthers had a fourth and goal that ended up being an intercepted pass in the end zone. And now Georgetown turns it over on second and goal from the 2. And Ohio Dominican now will take over at their own 5. And they'll still stay with the pistol formation with Mark Miller's toes on the goal line. And the play clock has expired. So this will be a penalty against ODU to bring it back to the 2.5.
Delay of game, Ohio Dominican.
This is one of those situations, Todd, where you really wish the running game was clicking tonight.
Right.
Pinned back in your own territory up against your own end zone. It would be very helpful if you could get the ball, running the ball out of this territory.
Well, now Mark's 3 yards deep in his own end zone. Takes the shotgun snap, and he'll look to throw. Looks out to his left. It'll be caught by Brandon Schoen and out of bounds at the 8-yard line. Clock will continue to roll, ending our third quarter of action. Good third quarter for ODU, including a defensive score from Cody Culbertson. They will have a 17-point lead after 3. It's Ohio Dominican 31, Georgetown College 14. We're back to Georgetown, Kentucky after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
Charlie Daniels coming to you live from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios with another GLIAC score update. Urbana is trailing Finley right now, 32-20 with 4:18 to go in the third quarter. Walsh trying to rally against Edinburgh. They trail Edinburgh 28-21 with 7:01 left in the third quarter. And Gannon and Lake Erie all tied at 20, 10:14 left in the third quarter. Just about to get action underway in the fourth quarter at Toyota Stadium. Let's head back out to Todd.
All right, thank you very much, Charlie. As the Panthers have the lead here by the score of 31-14. And the total offense at the end of 3, it's 339 for ODU, 220 for Georgetown. Final 15 minutes of our game here tonight, and we're going to have whistles and officials stopping play here momentarily. I think they had a change of footballs there. So it'll be first down, Ohio Dominican, or beg your pardon, second down, Ohio Dominican, from our right to left now here in this fourth quarter. And Miller will take the snap, gives to Brandon Schoen, makes a good move, and forward out over the 10 near the 12. That'll be a gain of 4, 3 yards shy of the first down. And after throwing on first down out of their own end zone, keep it on the ground here with Brandon Schoen. Now they get right back to the line of scrimmage on third down and 3. Empty backfield here, 3 receivers right. Miller will take it, throws a bubble screen here. Caught by Casey Williams, gets forward, needs the 15, and he's got the first down out to the 17-yard line. Casey had a little work to do there, and the junior out of Dresden Tri-Valley makes his first catch of the season.
This is kind of what they need to do here in the fourth quarter, Todd. They got the 17-point lead. They get the ball running a little bit. If they can pick up four, five, six yards on first down on the ground and keep that clock running, I think they can. That's what they're going to try to do so they can get this game under their belt in the first win of the season.
First down and 10, ODU, and Miller will turn and give to Mark Nichols, who will move off to the left side and out to the 20-yard line. And Mark Nichols with a short gain here of about two for Nichols. And the Panthers, again, electing to keep it on the ground here.
Gain of two on the play. Second down, eight.
Now Mark Miller again out of the pistol formation. Now Miller will take it, throws it out here to the near side, and it's dropped by Abe Johnson. Tried that quick little bubble screen out to the left, and it ends up being incomplete. Johnson looking to run before he had the football.
Yeah, kind of a risky play there with, you know, keeping your own territory. Of course, we have seen that they have had a hard time running the ball tonight, and that would be perfect right now if they could chip away at this clock and wind it down, but they've been unable to do that tonight.
Third down and eight. And Miller will take the snap, steps up in the pocket, rolls to his right, will look to run. He'll have the first down as he dives to the 33-yard line. Big play for Mark Miller. He'll pick up 13, and Ohio Dominican with another first down.
Yeah, there's that maturity I was talking about a little bit there, Todd, with the decision-making and tucking it and running it instead of forcing it.
Throw it out here to the near side again for Abe Johnson, and this time over his head. Good defensive play that time again by Chaz Morton to kind of bottle that play up. Not sure would have gone anywhere if Johnson made the catch. Stops the clock. And now it'll be second down and 10 with 13:20 to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, the nice thing I saw on that Miller run, Todd, was Miller got the first down and went down as soon as he knew he got it. He didn't have to try to make an extra play after that. He wanted to make sure that he got the first down and take it from there. Didn't want to risk getting hurt in the first game.
Second down and 10. Miller with two receivers right, one to the left. Now we'll bring Butler in motion, tight end to the left side. And Miller will roll to the near side looking to throw for Butler. Low, and he can't make the catch to 36-yard line. So it'll bring up third down and long now for Ohio Dominican here with a 31-14 lead. Panthers, a third down play here coming up. A year ago, they were at 50%, one of the tops in the conference. They are 5 of 11 here tonight. Johnson and Stewart here to the near side. McLeod to the right. The Panthers need the 43 for a first down. Georgetown rushes four. Miller flush to his right. Will throw incomplete, looking for Butler on the far sideline. And it'll be a couple of first downs for ODU, but now they're going to have to punt it away on a fourth down and 10.
Kind of one of the first times we've seen Miller get pressured like that tonight, Todd. Credit the offensive line, and, you know, it is late in the game, and maybe they're getting a little tired. Butler, Gerard Butler, I believe, was in there and got beat a little bit, but for the most part, the offensive line's done a really nice job tonight in protecting Miller.
Souder and Chan are back to receive, and Snyder inside his own 20 fields it. No pressure and gets off his best punt of the night. That'll hang into the air, and Souder will back up, make the catch, and then hit immediately on the play defensively by the Panthers. And getting down on special teams is Colton Skinner, a sophomore for Ohio Dominican.
No return, tackle by number 37.
Great punt that time by Snyder. And it'll be Georgetown ball trailing 31-14. The Panthers trailed this game 7-0 early on, as Georgetown looked to extend its 27-game regular season win streak. But since then, Ohio Dominican has outscored Georgetown 31-7. From their own 25-yard line, going left to right. Morrell comes in motion. Possad looks to throw. Steps up. Hit. Strength enough to throw it here to the near side. It incomplete. He was looking for Ragland. But a big bear hug that time from the Panthers, DeAndre Harrison. He just couldn't bring him down. That was, again, one thing you brought up immediately tonight when you saw Possad on the field. He is a big gent.
Yeah, it's rare that you see quarterbacks that big at this level of college football. And it's... you know, they definitely use him to their advantage. When you just look at the stats from last year and just how he's played tonight, even though he cooled off, I mean, he's still the field general out there, and you know that this is his team, and he's got control of it.
The run of delay, Souter by a couple of defenders, 30, spun down at the 35-yard line. You've got McCurdy and Tanksley in there on the tackle. That'll be a gain of 10, and it'll be a first down for Souter. Statistically, not a big night tonight for Souter, but he has played very well for them. That's now 18 carries for 63 yards for Souter. First down and 10, Tigers at their own 35-yard line. Three receivers left for Neil Possad, who will throw to the right. Chan Chan up into the air, makes the catch. Aikens right there to make the tackle. That'll be at the 42-yard line, gain of 7. And Bobby Chan Chan continues to have a big impact tonight for Georgetown. They have found themselves a nice little receiver. That's his fifth catch of the night.
Yeah, they're going to be excited about him when they go back and watch the film and see what they can do next week against Bethel and... get him in the mix a little bit more, especially if they're going to be out without their leading receiver again.
Second down. They'll call it 3 after a gain of 7. Ragland comes in motion near side. Possett takes the snap, drops back. Looks to his right. Will throw to Ragland, who makes the catch coming backwards. Now will get hit at the 45. Spun out of a tackle, and finally the Panthers able to bring him down. Boy, how about the strength right there for Greg Ragland? Jalen Guevara ends up making the tackle for ODU, but not before Ragland fought off a couple of defenders and got a first down.
Yeah, it says a lot about a player like that when this late in the game and you're down by a bunch and it's hot outside, it's the first game, your legs are probably gassed, and this is a nice effort.
First down and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Georgetown has moved the ball tonight. Hand off to Souter, hit by Guevara, and then runs right into another Panther, and that is Wesselhoff, who played a very nice opening game for the redshirt freshman. Makes that tackle to bring up second down and about 8 yards to go now for Georgetown.
A couple of takeaways. He's been in the Georgetown backfield a couple times tonight. He's pretty amped up, and good to see a new name up there on the defensive line. Making some plays.
Georgetown creeping up on 300 yards of total offense. Panthers allowed 334 a year ago. From their own 49-yard line, Wesselhoff with a blitz coming from the near side, throws, and it's going to be deflected and incomplete. I don't know if Culbertson got a fingertip on it, but Patnod could not call in the pass, and it'll bring up third down and 8.
And it's a little bit out of his reach. Looked like Possett kind of threw it off his back foot a little bit. Every time you do that, the ball's going to sail on you.
Cody at 5'10". If he was 5'11", he might have at least batted that ball down. He has an interception return for a touchdown tonight. Third down and 8 coming up now for Georgetown with 10:43 to play in the game, trailing 31-14. Three receivers to the left, one over here to the near side. Possett, play fake, steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Morrell was the intended receiver. Justin Bell and Brad McCurdy, the two safeties, were right there to finish Morrell off, and he caught it. Don't know if that had any effect on him dropping that pass, but it'll be fourth down, and the punting unit will come onto the field for Georgetown.
Yeah, and what a game Bell and McCurdy have been having tonight. It might not show statistically, but they've kind of been Johnny on the spot when it comes to the coverage in the secondary. They're definitely disrupting their receivers, and I think Morrell kind of heard the footsteps in his helmet on that play. Coming right at him.
Good snap, good punt. Best of the night by Combs. Panthers weren't convinced it was going to be a fake, so they sent nobody back. And Georgetown will down it back at the 11-yard line. Change of possession, 10:28 to play here in the fourth quarter, and Ohio Dominican will take over first down and 10, leading by a score of 31-14. Well, fans, for all things Panthers, make sure you visit the official athletic home of ODU Sports, automaticandpanthers.com. Game recaps, rosters, schedule, player bios, much more. It's updated daily. If you can't make it out to support the Panthers in person, make sure you get the results immediately following the game by going to automaticandpanthers.com, the official athletic site of the Panthers. First down and 10, ODU right to left. We'll have it back inside their own 15-yard line. In fact, they'll call it the 15. Receivers flipping sides as Stewart will go right. It'll be Johnson and McLeod bunched to the left with Brandon Schoen behind Miller and out of the pistol. They're running end around to Ronald McLeod. He's going to be hit and dropped back at the 5-yard line. That was sniffed out by Brock Messina, a senior linebacker who led them with 10 sacks a year ago and was not fooled on that end around to McLeod.
Not in the least. And, you know, it's interesting here with the last couple possessions for Ohio Dominican. It looks like they're trying a couple things. Things that they might not necessarily try when they have a lead this big, but they're doing a little bit of out passes, some bubble screens, got the end around there, and you know, I just think they need to keep it simple right now.
Loss of 10 on the play. Second down and 20. And Miller again standing on the goal line. Takes the shotgun snap and will throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the right side. Stewart is held and a flag comes out. Devin Daniel was over there with the defense. And that's a deep ball down the sideline. I don't know if Daniel just thought he was beaten, held on, but Stewart had no chance.
Yeah, I think it happened right about the 30-yard line, 29-30-yard line is where the flag is, and I think he got beat early and grabbed some jersey.
So Stewart held up on the play. This will be a penalty against Georgetown.
Defensive pass interference.
That'll be the fourth penalty of the game called against Georgetown. Panthers have had six infractions tonight. So the ball will come out to the 20, and it'll be first down and 10 now for ODU. It's almost like starting the possession over again with a 5-yard advantage. Miller, low snap, gives Brandon Schoen up into the hole. 25, 30, runs into a defender and tackled at the 32-yard line. Boy, he laid the boom down that time on the defender in the secondary. And it'll bring up first down here for ODU. Gain of 12 on the play for Brandon Schoen, and that was almost one of the best holes in the middle all night for Brandon.
Yeah, his best carry all night, too.
So they'll bunch the receivers to the right. Now McLeod will split further out to the right here on first down at 10 at the 32-yard line. Miller will take the snap, turns and gives to Schoen. He will sweep to the right, to the 30, hit right there and drop. Maybe a yard loss on the play as Daniel comes up and makes the tackle for Georgetown.
Devin Daniel.
So second down and long coming up for ODU as we're under 9 minutes to play in the game, leading 31-14. Seen some good things out of ODU here tonight. You would like to think that this is almost gone as you would think it would have against a very quality opponent here tonight in Georgetown, but the Panthers may be a little too strong for the Tigers here this evening. We're going to have another great season. Second down and 12. Miller rolls near side, gets the block, looking downfield. Now he's going to have to run. A lot of black shirts, and Mark just goes down at the 31-yard line, maybe the 32. And we'll bring up third down. You knew you were going to come in here and roll this team over. That just was not going to happen, much like they did in the opening game last year against Virginia Lynchburg.
Yeah, and I think it's a good test, and I think it's a good way to go into the Hillsdale game. I think it's a good way to enter the GLIAC schedule. I mean, when we played Virginia Lynchburg last week, it was kind of hard to tell if that was a good litmus test or not. Or, I'm sorry, last season, if it was a good litmus test or not. They really didn't match up with us very well. We blew them out, so we couldn't really learn much from that game.
Third down and 10. Miller pressured, steps up, throws as he's hitting, and it's out of bounds over on the Panthers sideline. Mark took a pretty good shot that time, and we'll bring up fourth down.
Johnson incomplete.
So the punting unit will come out onto the field now for ODU.
Fourth down.
The other thing, Todd, is I think we've seen a little bit of everything tonight. We've seen Ohio Dominican try to run the ball. Looks like they can use some improvement there. We've seen them throw the ball around a little bit. And thanks to Dez Stewart, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Special teams have looked good so far, with the exception of the one big return that Georgetown had. And you know, I think this is a lot. The coaches are going to see a lot on film from this game that they'll be able to work on over the next 10 days when they get into the GLIAC part of the schedule.
Punt is away. Penalty marker is down, and this is likely to be roughing the punter against Georgetown. The punt is finally down to out near midfield, only an 18-yard punt. But Snyder was hit as he delivered the football, and it's going to be running into the kicker. Now, the public address announcer said personal foul, but I guess it was roughing and not running into, and so that will give Ohio Dominican an automatic first down.
Well, extracurriculars here on the near sideline. Dwayne Clemens is over here and getting a little chippy with some of the Georgetown players. No harm, no foul.
First down and 10, Ohio Dominican.
So the Panthers' series of plays will continue. They'll have it back out to the 47-yard line now. 7:41 to play in the game, leading 31-14. And Mark Nichols now will enter the backfield for the Panthers. Two receivers to the right here for Miller, with Weeks, the H-back, to the left. On first down from the 47-yard line, Weeks will go in motion to the far side. And now Miller will play action pass and roll to his right. Steps up, delivers the ball that's incomplete for Dez Stewart at the 40-yard line. Timing on the rollout pattern has not been there so far tonight for Mark Miller.
No, and that's something he struggled with a little bit last year, too. And, I'm not sure if it's on the receivers or if it's on him. It's probably a little on both of them. They're going to see that on film after they take a look at it, and they've got a few extra days to get ready for the next game, and I'm sure that that's something that they're going to be working on in practice.
Second down play coming up from the 47-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left. Miller, with Nichols behind him out of the pistol formation, will throw it out to the right. Caught, dropped by Abe Johnson. That's got to be an incomplete pass, doesn't it? And it is. Far side official finally signals incomplete pass. That's a couple times now. Early in the game, the outside receiver was getting the block. The last couple of times, it has not been, and that pass ended up being dropped by Abe Johnson.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily sure that there was some good communication going on there. Abe Johnson kind of faked like he was supposed to get the ball, and he looked a little surprised when he was getting the ball. I think that might have should have come to the near side to Dez Stewart, but it looks like they are calling in an incomplete pass, which is lucky for the Panthers because I don't think they would have come up with it.
Play clock at 3. Miller has no idea they're going to call timeout on the far sideline. In fact, he may have known. And on the far side, they got into the official's ear and called timeout. Will Pons as well with a timeout on the field. 7:29 to play in the game. ODU leads 31-14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studio. Some more score updates for you. Lake Erie leads Gannon 26-20 as they begin the fourth quarter at Britt Memorial Stadium. And Finley leads Urbana by 10, 37-27, 14-58 to go in the fourth quarter at Donald Stadium. Back out to Toyota Stadium where the Panthers are sitting pretty at the moment.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. How about Urbana hanging right there with Finley? Finley expected to have another good season. Urbana had a really good year last year, and they're still tight right there. Speaking of Urbana, the Ohio Dominican men's soccer team tonight opened up with Urbana, and they played to a 1-1 tie. Also, the ODU women's soccer team tonight in action against Bellarmine, also in Kentucky, near Louisville. Third down and 10 now for the Panthers, going from right to left. And Miller will look to throw down the middle to a wide open Abe Johnson, who's got it at the 31-yard line. Good strike that time for Mark Miller as they will pick up 25 yards on the pass play and a first down for ODU.
The ball will be at the Tigers.
I see Abe Johnson get in on the action a little bit of the yardage that Dez has been getting all night. And pass was high, but a huge gain, and that puts Mark Miller over 300 yards for the night.
First 300-yard passing game in the career for Mark Miller. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 31-yard line. Miller will take the snap, gives to Mark Nichols. Boy, he ran right into a defensive lineman and went down. That was quite a collision on the play. Nichols gets knocked down. 3:21 now in the game for Mark Miller. Most yards passing in a game by an ODU quarterback since November of 2009. And Billy Griffin threw for 307 yards against the Chargers of New Haven. It was a beautiful fall, crisp day in New Haven, Connecticut that day. On a blue turf at New Haven. Second down and 9 from the 30. And Miller gives to Nichols, gets to a stop, then moves forward over the 30 to the 29.
Number 5, Mark Nichols.
The locker rooms were about 7 miles away from the stadium. Team didn't even go back to the locker room during pregame or halftime. They just stayed right there on the field.
I would imagine that was a flight, huh?
That was a flight there. Flew in on Friday at LaGuardia on the same day that the Yankees were having a ticker tape parade. It was simple to get out of New York City. That was beautiful. Third down and 8, 5:48 to play here in the game. Panthers leading 31-14.
And you're a huge Yankees fan.
Oh, I love them. Miller takes the snap. Looks downfield, throws, he's got McLeod, but it's off his fingertips and incomplete. Just a little bit beyond his reach. And it'll be fourth down, and Brent Wally's going to come out and try a long field goal.
Devin Daniel.
The Wally last year, 10 out of 13. His longest was a 40 yard
field goal. Number 26,
shaping up to be about 46 ton, I believe, if my math is correct.
Yep, you are correct. They'll put it down at the, they're going to call it 47. Out of the Snyder hold from the right hash mark, Wally's kick is on the way, and it is good for Brent Wally. 47-yard field goal by Wally, a new career best for him, and with a timeout on the field. 34-14, Panthers lead, 5:29 to play in the game on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Game starting to wind down across the GLIAC. Edinburgh leads Walsh 35-21, 10:29 to go in the fourth quarter in that game. Finley, meanwhile, starting to pull away from Urbana 44-27 in favor of the Oilers, 11:23 to go in the fourth quarter, and 12:07 left in the fourth quarter at Carson Newman. Wayne State trailing Carson Newman 48-28. Meanwhile, the Panthers looking to put the finishing touches on a win at Toyota Stadium against Georgetown. Let's join the fellas down in the bluegrass state of Kentucky.
And a school record tying 47-yard field goal by Brent Wally, tying that of Chris Vortkamp a couple of seasons ago at Ashland in that 20-10 victory. And the Panthers kick it away. It is bobbled and out to the 25-yard line on the return. A 12-play drive, 56-yard, aided by a roughing the kicker penalty. And Brent Wally, who last year received all-conference honors as a place kicker, as a true freshman, as well as playing on the ODU men's soccer team. And Brent Wally tonight ties the school record with a 47-yard field goal. Quite a weapon to have for ODU.
Yeah, and it's good to see that the coaching staff has that confidence in him this early in the season. Of course, he had that experience last year and got the conference honors and all those things, and you know, for him to go for a 47 when his career long was 40,
yep.
I believe you said, is says a lot about the confidence that the staff has in his leg and his ability to score.
If I recall, he tried a 50-plus yarder last year with the wind and had plenty of leg and just missed it wide to the left. Here is Neil Possett to throw. He's being pressured from two angles. Ball is on the ground, and the Panthers are going to recover it. I think Nico Tanksley is going to end up on the bottom of the pile. Anthony Smith and DeAndre Harrison, I believe, were the two that sandwiched Possett, and another turnover for Georgetown and another takeaway for ODU.
Boy, they've really rattled Possett tonight, and you know, this is probably a situation that he's not used to, considering the success that they've had last year. And you know, they score, I believe you said, 47 points per game or somewhere in that neighborhood. And this is a situation he's not used to. And you know, it's unfortunate for Georgetown, but you know, if they're going to get better this season, they're going to have to face some games like this and teams like ODU.
Here's Brandon Schoen straight through the middle on first down as they scrimmage from the 33 of Georgetown, and this will be a pickup of 5 on first down for Brandon. That is now 4 takeaways tonight for the Panthers. 1 turnover for ODU, so already a plus 3. They finished a plus 4 in that department a year ago, but only had 26 takeaways last year. So getting off to a great start here tonight with 4 thus far. Second down. They'll actually give Schoen 6 on the play. Football will be at the 28-yard line. Brandon will remain at the running back position behind Miller as Weeks will go in motion. H-back now will line up behind right guard, and Brandon gets the carry. Spins out of 1 and down to the 25. Gain of 3 shy of the first down for the sophomore.
Boy, after he broke that long run on the first play of the game, you can really see him in there now. He wants to really hit another one, and you know, you can't blame him after that season that he had last year. He got a little taste of it tonight and it got called back. He just wants to get that first one out of the way.
Say what you like, though, Matt, and especially on a night like tonight, and it'll come in handy when you get into the thick of Gliak play, is the sharing of the football between Schoen and Nichols. 28 carries between the two of them, 18 for Schoen, 10 for Nichols. Under 4 to play in the game. Panthers lead by 20. Miller going to look for more as he throws this side. Caught by McKnight at the 10. He'll walk in, touchdown. 26-yard strike. Miller to McKnight. Defender got turned around. And Nick McKnight with his second career touchdown. He had 1 a year ago and 1 here tonight.
Yeah, it was a perfect play by McKnight. He ran a little post pattern, and the defender just kept going, left him wide open, ran then slanted right into the end zone. And, you know, Mark Miller's got to be feeling pretty good about himself tonight. He's hitting all his targets, and, you know, it's really neat to see his transition from last year to this year. He had a great year last year, but he's got that confidence this year.
Brent Wally will try the point after, and it is up, and it is good. As Tyler Hayes, Mikey Snyder, and Brent Wally have been perfect on the point afters here tonight, and 1 field goal as well. 3:45 to play in the game, and it is Ohio Dominican now leading Georgetown by the score of 41-14. Again, join us next Saturday afternoon here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, as the Panthers will open up Gliak play, crossover game against the Hillsdale Chargers. Game time is at noon from Panther Field, and we'll have the Panther Countdown pregame show beginning at 11:30. Tonight, we're about 180 miles south of Columbus in Georgetown, Kentucky. And in 2 weeks, we'll be roughly 800 miles north of here in Marquette, Michigan. You ready for that?
I'm going to take my winter coat.
Well, the good news is
we're not going in November.
Well, we're not going in November, but regardless of that, Northern Michigan plays in the Superior Dome. So we'll be in short sleeves no matter what. Now, outside, I have no idea what it'll be doing.
Right.
I know at least during the game, we're going to be fine.
Better bring the chains for the tires just in case.
The largest trophy, by the way, in the world is inside the Superior Dome. You'll get to see that. They have moose in the Superior Dome as this kickoff is away, and it'll be fielded by one of the up men at the 25 and downed immediately. They play softball inside the Superior Dome.
And it has a obviously an artificial surface that rolls up on a hydraulic wheel. In a half an hour, they just roll it right out onto the field. If they need the facility for something else, they roll it right back up into the little thing, and it goes down into the ground.
That's what you need up there at the North Pole.
Yes. First down and 10 from the 25-yard line, Georgetown, with 3:42 to play in the game, trailing 41-14. And Zach Souter still in there, running back, gets the carry, makes a nice little move, and bounces his way out to the 34-yard line. And a gain of 9 on the play for Zach Souter. Souter now 20 carries for almost 75 yards on the night. They've been hard-fought yards for Souter as well. He'll check out, and Demonte Smith will check back in. Second down and 1. Possat looking to throw. Has time over the middle, and a good catch by Patnod, and he is down at the Panthers' 43-yard line, where McCurdy and Bell will make the tackle. Boy, Ben Patnod, big guy, 6'3", 200. He can be a weapon out there for them in the open.
That's somebody that they'll probably be using quite a bit this season.
First down, Georgetown.
So it'll be first down. They actually spotted the ball at the 44-yard line, under 3 to play in the game. Possat will take the shotgun snap, looks right, nothing there. Looks back left, nothing there, and now the Panthers have him swarmed under, and Anthony Smith will get a sack. Sophomore from Zanesville had a sack a year ago, and he makes one here against Neil Possat. Second down coming up. And Possat will look to throw, and he's hit again, and Sidney Omame with the sack back at the 45-yard line, the 5th tonight by the Panthers defense.
Number 2, Sidney.
I'll tell you, Todd, I know Ohio Dominican doesn't hand out the helmet stickers, but Omame would probably fill up half of his helmet tonight with the way he's been playing. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, there were a lot of question marks early on up on that defensive front, and I think he's answered a lot of those questions tonight there on the left side. And, you know, it's very encouraging to see that going into conference play next week.
Harrison, 2 sacks. Wesselhoff, a sack. Smith a moment ago, and now Omame here. Third down and 18. Rolling to his left and being hit. Jalen Guevara will drop him back at the 45. 3 consecutive sacks as the sophomore from Sandusky will make the play.
Number 36, Jalen Guevara on the stop. Loss of 2.
So it'll be back to the 45. How about that? That's a way to finish it off if you're the defense tonight. 4 takeaways, a defensive score, and 6 sacks.
And I'm pretty sure Neil Possett is pretty happy to be walking off the field right now. He kind of had a rough second half. Spent a lot of time with his back on the turf, and have to go back to the drawing board after this one.
1:10 to play in the game. And there's going to be a timeout used here by Georgetown as the play clock was winding down. And we got a marker. No, we got a legal participation here against Ohio Dominican. The marker was all the way back near where Justin Bell was. It's not going to gain them a first down.
Ohio Dominican, 5-yard penalty. It remains fourth down.
So the 5 yards will help out Jared Combs. Go, 41-14, Panthers are coming, but layoff as Combs will get it away. Bell will watch it bounce and roll toward the end zone and will trickle in. 44 seconds to go. Ohio Dominican will have it. They'll kneel on it one time. And they will come away with their 7th opening night, opening day win. 6-3 in season openers, year 10 of ODU football. And they will win their first ever Thursday night game as well. And for Georgetown, nothing to be ashamed about. They played hard tonight. They're going to have another great season. But unfortunately for them, their 27-game regular season streak is snapped. Their 14-game home win streak in the regular season is also erased. And they will be on the road next week at Bethel, Tennessee for a rematch of their playoff loss from a year ago. Kevin Hattrick will come in and take the snap where he will kneel down. The backup quarterback senior out of Houston, Texas will kneel down, and that should be all tonight in this one. So the Ohio Dominican Panthers come out a little sluggish, trailed in this game 7-0, but they go on to outscore Georgetown 41-7 after the first quarter and will get the opening night victory. Final score, Ohio Dominican 41 and Georgetown 14. Stay with us. Post-game show coming up. We'll have comments with head coach Bill Connolly, but first it's to the studios and Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. Much more coming up on the Panthers post-game show as Ohio Dominican starts off on the right foot here in the year 2013. We'll get you updated with all the scores around the GLIAC. As Todd mentioned, we'll also be talking with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Connolly. I imagine that Coach Connolly is very impressed with his lads as they were able to come away with a 41-14 victory over the Georgetown Tigers tonight. Stay with us. Much more coming up on the post-game show. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University graduate Ronald Todd talks about his first college experience.
In 1985, I was on a full scholarship. I was the typical kid that played football, and that's all I thought about. And I flunked out of school in 1988, and I was missing something. There's a thing we call style versus substance. I wanted substance.
For Ronald, substance meant earning his degree.
I would hear people talk about going back to school. Even I was saying you should finish school, and I felt like something was missing. I didn't want anybody to look at my resume. I got tired of saying I attended. I wanted to graduate from a college. ODU gave me opportunity to go back to school to graduate.
However, returning to school meant finding a degree program designed for working adults. The answer? ODU's LEAD program.
The program fit me. The atmosphere is cultivated for learning. It's cultivating to make you a better person. And that's why I chose the LEAD program, ODU.
Ronald achieved his success. Now it's your turn. Find out how at odudegrees.com.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
And we welcome you back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A good night for the Ohio Dominican Panthers as they start 2013 out on the right foot. Your final score in this game, the Panthers defeating Georgetown by a final of 41-14. Let's now head back out to Toyota Stadium and put a bow on this, fellas. A great game for Ohio Dominican. Really highlights for the offense, defense, and even the special teams.
Absolutely, Charlie, and it's great when you can get a complete team victory like that here tonight, as they did. Ohio Dominican winning by the score of 41-14. Coach Connolly is about ready to speak to his team, and Matt will be grabbing him shortly thereafter. So we'll dive into some of the numbers here in this one tonight. First downs, 20-19 in favor of Ohio Dominican. The total offense tonight, Panthers ran 75 plays for 428 yards. 72 plays for 336 tonight for Georgetown. Individually today for the Panthers, let's start with the passing game. And Mark Miller with a career best offensively here tonight through the air, as he threw for over 300 yards in the ball game, as he was 23 of 38 for 347, three touchdowns and an interception. You also had a school record for Dez Stewart, seven receptions for a school record, 187 receiving yards, including a 58-yarder, and he had a touchdown in this game. Abe Johnson, six catches for 45. Nate Weeks, three for 16. Casey Williams, Ronald McClottage, two catches. Nick McKnight had a catch. And also you had a catch tonight for Mark Nichols for a 27-yard touchdown. And Brandon Schoen had a catch. That's what, two, four, six, eight different pass catchers tonight for ODU. Rushing the football, not as prolific as they were a year ago. Panthers held to under 100 yards rushing tonight. Brandon Schoen, 18 carries for 48 yards. Mark Nichols, 10 for 22. And you had six for Mark Miller tonight and 21 yards rushing. for Georgetown tonight. Neil Possat, their quarterback, 21-37 for 244, a touchdown and an interception. They're receiving tonight. They were led by freshman receiver Bobby Chan-Chan, who went five catches for 82 yards on the night. Jesse Morrell had four for 49. On the ground, Zach Souter led the way tonight, 20 carries for 74 yards. Jesse Morrell had four for 15 on the night. Possat tonight, he ended up getting sacked six times tonight as the defense, a very strong performance. Warren Shields, leading tackler. We mentioned Harrison with a couple of sacks. Wesselhoff, Omame, Anthony Smith, and Jalen Guevara all with sacks tonight defensively for the Panthers. They also had a three fumble recoveries, two by Wesselhoff, and then the interception by Cody Culbertson that was returned 38 yards for a touchdown. So a good night tonight for ODU. They trailed 7-0. Zach Souter had a two-yard touchdown run that came in the first quarter with 54 seconds to go, and the Panthers trailed 7-0, but Brandon Schoen, a one-yard touchdown run just 47 seconds into the second quarter. And Schoen's one-yard touchdown run tied it. Then the Panthers, on the next play from scrimmage, recovered a fumble. And then Mark Nichols caught a 27-yard swing pass from Mark Miller. And within 20 seconds, the Panthers scored twice. And they took a lead of 14-7 and never looked back. Brent Wally added the first of his two field goals, a 27-yarder in the backtrack here. Yeah, that was right. It was 14-7 at the break in favor of ODU. At third quarter, Wally adds the 27-yard field goal. Then Cody Culbertson, the 38-yard interception return for a score. Georgetown answered to make a 24-14 on Logan Crockett's 26-yard pass from Neil Possett. That was with 4:48, but the Panthers came right back and in two plays back into the end zone. Des Stewart, a 58-yard touchdown reception from Mark Miller. That made it 31-14. Wally, a school record-tying 47-yard field goal to make it 34-14. And then Nick McKnight with a 26-yard touchdown pass from Mark Miller with 3:45 to go in the game, and that made it a score of 41-14, and that is where tonight's game finished up. So Ohio Dominican with the victory here tonight over Georgetown College, and they will begin GLIAC crossover play next week against the Hillsdale Chargers at noon. Down on the sidelines, well, just one moment, Coach Conley, final words with defensive backs Coach Harlan Jacobs, and now we go down to Matt Natale with Coach Conley.
What's that? Coach, saw a little bit of everything tonight, it seemed like, from the offense to the defense to the special teams. What are the biggest positives you take away from tonight and the season opener?
I think the biggest thing is how we came out in the second half, and except for really when we let them bring a back in pretty good field position, we really, you know, did a pretty good job of controlling the second half, and that's tough because that's a good football team. It wouldn't shock me if they win the national championship. You know, they've done it before. They got a great quarterback, but I would get him because they came out and really controlled the game, and I think we saw, you know, we saw some big plays that we didn't get the first half. We, you know, we had moving that clock along fast, and we, you know, that's part of our conditioning process. And of course, our defense, they created some turnovers. Mm-hmm. And my gosh, you know, to stop that offense the way they did the second half, with just one touchdown is phenomenal.
There's still a lot of good things tonight in the second half. What about some things that you guys are going to be looking for on film going into GLIAC play already?
Absolutely, yeah, eliminate mistakes. Yeah, come out of the starting gate quicker. And I told the guys, I said, heck, we're in the state of Kentucky. We should came out like it was thoroughbreds at Churchill Downs. But we got to come out faster. We got to also eliminate some technical mistakes. We didn't tackle as good as we should tonight. We're going to work on that very, very hard. And we got to, our pad level's got to get down a little bit more on the front on offense. But overall, I think our guys played hard. I didn't see anybody not giving great effort, and that's what it's all about.
Glad you got a couple extra days to get ready for Hillsdale.
Oh, yeah, because they're a great football team, and they always have been. And, you know, we played them a couple years ago down here, and we didn't play very well. We got to, you know, have a respectful game, and hopefully in the fourth quarter have a chance to win it.
Nice win tonight, Coach. Thank you.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. With head coach Bill Conley, his comments following tonight's game as the Ohio Dominican Panthers get the victory over Georgetown by the final score of 41-7. As Matt said, it'll be the Hillsdale Chargers next week. We'll have it for you beginning at 12 o'clock, 11:30 with the Panther Countdown pregame show and Charlie Danis. It should be a great game against the Hillsdale Chargers at ODU. Kicks off GLIAC play. Stay tuned. Coming up, more from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios as Charlie's going to have updates for you from around the GLIAC games tonight and get you set for the GLIAC contest that will be coming up on Saturday. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Final score from here, Ohio Dominican 41 and Georgetown 14. We say so long from Toyota Stadium in Georgetown, Kentucky, where it's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, is changing lives and bringing people closer to Christ.
Hi, I am Mike, and I am a sustaining member, and I also advertise on St. Gabriel. I want to make sure that St. Gabriel is here for long term, and also it's the kind of venue that I want my business to be advertised in. So thank you very much.
Join the AM 820 effort to continue touching hearts and changing lives. We need just one listener today to respond to the call and become a new sustaining member. Be that one person that steps forward. Become a sustaining member. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. For me, college was a chance to experience freedom and finally get out on my own. I was so excited that first day on campus, but quickly found myself faced with temptation. That's when I found St. Paul's Outreach. SPO showed me true freedom through Christ's love and called me on to share that love with other students on my campus. You can find that freedom too. SPO is at Ohio State, Ohio Dominican, and now West Virginia University. Find out more at spoweb.org. See you on campus.
Did you know that St. Gabriel is at your side anywhere, anytime, in Ohio and around the world? Get the Catholic perspective on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, on your smartphone. It's easy with the TuneIn smartphone app. The TuneIn smartphone app is free, so download the TuneIn app today and listen to AM 820 as you cruise around town or travel the globe.
To be a Panther, Ohio Dominican opens up the 2013 season with a rather convincing 41-14 victory over the Georgetown Tigers tonight at Toyota Stadium. Hello, everyone. I'm Charlie Danis as we get to wrap up the Panther postgame show here for live from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Let's get you caught up with all the scores around the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. A bunch of GLIAC teams in action tonight on this Thursday evening. We start with Lake Erie. They trail Gannon 29-26 with 7:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Findlay, meanwhile, is looking to put the finishing touches on a victory over Urbana. They lead Urbana 44-33, 5:17 to go in that game. Carson Newman, meanwhile, looks to put the finishing touches also on their first win of the 2013 campaign. They lead Wayne Saint of Michigan 55-28, 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter in that one. Meanwhile, Walsh is trailing Edenboro, and they're starting to run out of time. They trail Edenboro 35-28 with 1:27 to go in the fourth quarter. And Saginaw Valley hasn't gotten off to the swiftest of starts here in the year 2013. Northwest Missouri State leading Saginaw Valley 45-24 as they are in the middle of the fourth quarter in that game. All other GLIAC teams will get their seasons underway on Saturday at noon. Northwood will open up their 2013 campaign by hosting Slippery Rock. At 1 o'clock, Malone will go on the road as they face off against Notre Dame of Ohio. Tiffin will be on the road as well. They open up against McKendree starting at 2:30. At 5 o'clock, Ferris State, they will be on the road as well. North Dakota State will be the host of Ferris State in that game. At 6:05, Ashland will get underway with Indianapolis. Hillsdale will open up their season at home as they host California of Pennsylvania. And also at 7 o'clock, Grand Valley State, they will open up the 2013 campaign with Azusa Pacific. Let's now switch our attention to Ohio teams from the Mid-American Conference. A bunch of those teams will be in action on Saturday afternoon. Miami of Ohio will go on the road, and they will actually be traveling down to the same state that Ohio Dominican was in tonight. They'll be taking on the Kentucky Wildcats in a noon affair. Kent State will host the Falcons of Bowling Green. Those teams will be taking on one another at high noon as well. At 3:30, Toledo will be on the road to take on the Missouri Tigers at 6 o'clock. Akron welcomes in the Bulldogs of James Madison, and the Ohio Bobcats, they welcome in North Texas in Athens starting at 7 p.m. Finally, let's take a look at the upcoming matchups involving top 25 teams of the Division I caliber. First, the Scarlet and Gray, Ohio State, ranked number 3 in the latest AP poll. They will be taking on San Diego State on Saturday afternoon. The Buckeyes coming off of a 40-20 win over Buffalo. Meanwhile, the team that recently passed Ohio State in the AP Top 25, Oregon, will make a cross-country trip as they take on the Virginia Cavaliers this weekend. Clemson, after a thrilling victory over Georgia, will host South Carolina State down in Death Valley. Number 5 Stanford gets to open the 2013 season by welcoming in San Jose State. Number 11 Georgia, they're trying to get back on the winning side of things as they lost to Clemson in a nail biter, but they're going to be faced with a stiff test as they welcome in number 6 South Carolina into Athens, Georgia. Number 7 Texas A&M, aka the Johnny Manziel Circus, will host Sam Houston State this weekend. Number 8, Louisville, coming off of a rather convincing win over the Ohio Bobcats. Teddy Bridgewater, I'm telling you what, looks like a Heisman Trophy candidate. They will be hosting Eastern Kentucky. Number 9, LSU, will open up their home slate against the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Number 12, Florida, will go on the road to take on the Miami Hurricanes. The first meeting between both of these Florida schools since 2008. Could this be an upset alert type of affair? We will have to see. Number 13, Oklahoma State, will be on the road, sort of. They will be traveling to San Antonio, Texas, to take on the Roadrunners of UTSA. They'll be taking those Roadrunners on at the Alamo Dome. Meanwhile, in the Midwest, a major rivalry game taking place at the Big House up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, hosting the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Unfortunately, this will be the last game between both of these schools, at least up at Michigan, for quite some time. No news as to when these college football powerhouses will renew their gridiron rivalry. Michigan leads the all-time series 23-16-1. The number 15 Texas Longhorns will go on the road to take on the BYU Cougars. Number 16 Oklahoma will welcome in the West Virginia Mountaineers into Norman. Number 19 Northwestern will entertain the Syracuse Orange in Evanston, Illinois. Number 21 Wisconsin will be taking on Tennessee Tech. Number 22 Nebraska, coming off of a rather shaky win against the Wyoming Cowboys, will welcome in Southern Miss. Number 23, Baylor, will be taking on Buffalo. Number 24, TCU, will look to get back on the winning side of things. They fell to LSU last week. They welcome in Southeastern Louisiana. And number 25, Southern Cal, will take on the Cougars of Washington State. Meanwhile, in terms of scores tonight, a beautiful result for the Ohio Dominican Panthers as they open up their season with a 41-14 win over the Tigers in Georgetown, Kentucky tonight. Ohio Dominican improves to 1-0 on the season. Meanwhile, Georgetown suffers its first defeat of the 2013 campaign. They drop to 0-1 on the season. Be sure to join us next Saturday as the Panthers face off against the Hillsdale Chargers at Panther Field. Kickoff is scheduled for noon. We'll take to the airwaves with the Panthers Countdown pregame show beginning at 11:30 a.m. here on your home for Ohio Dominican Panthers football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Ohio Dominican University and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Ohio Dominican University. For Todd Bell and Matt Natale, this is Charlie Daines saying one final time, the final score tonight, Ohio Dominican 41, Georgetown 14. So long and good night from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios here in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio Dominican Panther football has been brought to you in part by Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education first, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, the search for truth happens here. Sodexo, quality of daily life.
Live Solutions, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. For more information on today's game, visit the online home of the Panthers, OhioDominicanPanthers.com.